Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli. 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat. 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tom's house situation, monkeys, and Donnie Baker. They're all coming up right after this.
Hi, hello, and welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show. I am your host, Mr. Obvious. Let's go to the phones. Hello, this is the Mr. Obvious Show.
Hello, is this Mr. Obvious?
Speaking.
Hey, Mr. Obvious, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
You sound familiar.
Nope, that wasn't me.
Oh, my mistake. Go ahead, caller.
Thanks, Mr. Obvious. Hey, look, I don't want to sound like a Nebuchadnezzar Scrooge or nothing, but can you believe how long people leave their Christmas lights up after the holidays? I mean, everybody in my neighborhood has their lights still on and their trees and their houses, and I just think it's tacky.
Well, caller, many people really enjoy the holiday season and like to see the pretty lights. My neighbors take several hours to decorate their houses. It's not an easy task, caller, to put up the lights, and no easier to take them down right away. I know my family enjoys the season, and I like to leave my lights up and on at night for everyone to enjoy. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, I see your point, but it's just I'm concerned about all the wild animals around my house. I'm worried about all the deer in the neighborhood.
Oh, so you live in a heavily wooded area with lots of deer?
No, Mr. Obvious. I live in a subdivision, just, you know, small trees and that kind of thing. It's not the place where you'd normally see deer.
So why are you concerned about deer?
Well, that's the darndest thing. I think the deer must be getting hungry, and they came into my neighbor's yard to eat his grass and shrubs or something, because the other night I noticed one of them in his yard, and that's the craziest thing, Mr. Obvious. I think they started eating his shrubs, and they got tangled up in his Christmas lights, and it must have scared them, and, you know, they froze up.
So they're kind of like the old saying, deer in the headlights.
No, not headlights. Do we have a bad connection, Mr. Obvious? Hello, hello. No, Christmas lights, Mr. Obvious, Christmas lights.
The deer seem to be frozen in fear?
Yeah, Mr. Obvious, my dog barks at them and they don't move. Matter of fact, they're in that same spot every night. And deer must not be very smart. You'd think they'd learn you get tangled up in Christmas lights once or twice. You ought to stay away from there, you know.
Caller.
Yeah, Mr. Travis.
Have these scared deer been standing there very long?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I'd say at least a month or so. Gosh, poor little critters.
Same position, haven't moved a muscle.
No, they're probably just terrified, aren't they? Probably doing their best to play possum.
Caller, they aren't playing possum. Mm. These aren't real deer you're looking at. They're not alive. They simply resemble a deer.
You mean they're not alive? They died standing there? Oh, that's awful, Mr. Obvious.
No, caller. They never were alive. They're crafted out of plaster or plastic or cement. They're simply lawn art to make the area look more rural, peaceful, quaint, festive.
A cement deer.
That's right.
I never made a connection. Uh-huh. What do they think of next? Gee, Mr. Obvious, you're a lifesaver.
You're welcome, caller.
Oh, hey, before I go, one more thing. Do you have the number for Child Protection Services?
Goodness, caller. I can find it for you. Is there a problem?
Yeah, I think my neighbor isn't taking real good care of his boys. He's got him standing out there in the yard holding up this lantern all day and all night long. It ain't right, Mr. Right.
Caller.
I mean, it is cold out there, right? I swear that kid looks like he's frozen solid. Mm-hmm. And boy, he sure takes his job seriously. Yeah, I wave at him every day on my way home from work. He won't even look at me. He does a better job than one of them soldiers in the red suits and funny hats down there at Birmingham Palace in London.
Buckingham.
You can't say that on the radio, Mr. Hobbit.
It's the name of the palace, caller. It's not a neighbor boy standing around holding a lantern. It's another lawn sculpture. I bet he's dressed like a horse jockey.
Oh, you seen him out there, too? Poor old feller. Scared to put down that lamp, ain't he?
You know what, caller? I think I'd have a better conversation talking to him than you. Why don't you go out there and put him on the phone?
Oh, hey, yeah, it's a good idea. I bet he has seen some things out there all day long. It's a pretty busy street.
Goodbye, caller.
Alrighty.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Mr. Obvious Show. Join us next time on the Mr. Obvious Show.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker at the news desk.
Hello.
Christy Lee on vacation. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, Chick.
There's Josh Arnold at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Christy, what do you think of that lifeguard over there?
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Oh, I don't know.
Just gorgeous.
I don't know how we started this. I have
I'm
no
not
idea.
Participating.
There's Ace Cosby.
He's handsome. Christy's best friend.
Best friend.
In on it.
Willie Griswold and Kostaki Akamana are in Arizona for this week's Super Bowl.
Willie G at Kostaki Economopolis. We're going to hear from them. We're going to get some video, see what's going on at so-called Radio Row in Arizona, getting ready for the Super Bowl. We have some more Super Bowl news coming up. A lot of unusual prop bets out there.
What do we got going on with the Super Bowl? The championship game of the NFL season?
That's exactly right.
That's pretty cool.
Have you guys heard the biggest prop bet of all, though? It's when Tom's going to move in his new house.
Oh!
I've taken the under.
Oh,
I'm taking the later.
Sometime in late 24, I think, is the smart
move. No. It'll be a pleasant surprise.
I need to borrow I got to get a backhoe.
One of our...
What?
Yeah, I got to bury the body of somebody.
I see.
We have an email from someone who is taken on an acting role. They're acting like they're the owners of the house that you guys are living in as the stopgap measure until your new home is ready. Would you like to hear what they're telling you?
Oh, yeah, please.
Dear Tom, I can't imagine what it's going to cost me to fix the plumbing, replace my washer, dryer, dishwasher, and other small appliances, clocks, and flooring when this is all finally over.
Yes. All true.
You and the girls are welcome to stay as long as needed. Would you please just take your dogs and move into Willie's? It says your hostess, Karen. Oh, they used Karen. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
We hope to move soon.
I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
You don't sound good, Donnie. What's wrong?
I had the weirdest dreams last night.
Really?
Nightmares. I had this dream. I had to throw away my brand new burner phone.
Why?
Because somebody installed an app on it that played nonstop 24/7. It was this app. It's all about the Beatles, factoids about Art Garfunkel, and videos of random dicks doing the Dougie. Yeah, it's called Tick Tom. You ever heard of it? Worst ever. Yeah, and the only thing worse is yesterday, have you ever spilt coffee on your lap and then spent the entire day explaining it to everybody?
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it like this. The best part of waking up ain't Folgers in your crouch.
Uh-huh.
Right, I swear to God, at least the coffee I spilled was the kind I made at home and not an expensive imported cup. Mm. And I'm talking to you, Tom, Mr. Crappuccino.
Uh-huh.
Well, last year I bought one of them fancy, schmancy, expensive Starbucks coffees.
Right.
Spilled it on me. So I go back through the drive-thru, had to buy another, which almost put me a month behind on my rent. Swear to God. Okay, I better go. If he spilled pudding on his shorts, I got to go clean him up so he don't get kicked on at school.
Oh.
Hang on. I told you to use a spoon.
Okay.
Stop acting like your mother.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Chick McGee's at the sports desk. What have you got over there?
Well, what have we got over here?
Stupid world record.
A 9-year-old Chicago boy has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest duration dribbling a basketball while blindfolded.
Was that right?
Henry Speedwell, a student at Mount Greenwood Elementary School, earned the title after dribbling for an hour, 20 minutes, and 1 second. His final time beats the previous record, 1 hour, 6 minutes, 38 seconds. According to the Beverly Review, Speedwell's successful attempt raised $2,800 for cancer research.
Well, that's nice.
The boy took on the challenge as a tribute to his grandfather, James J. Canna, died at the age of 74 last year after a bout with cancer.
Well, that is a nice, very
nice. It doesn't seem that hard.
I can beat that.
Well, the thing that made it hard was he was in the middle of the Dan Ryan.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, but all that traffic stopped. So.
Yeah, he could just go.
Wait a minute. An hour and 20 minutes blindfolded, nonstop, no breaks. That's good.
I could do that.
No just defense.
Like no?
I mean, that'd be cheating, I guess. You're blindfolded, and all of a sudden, the guy from the Golden State Warriors comes out. I took the ball from that kid. That'll teach him. But good for him. That's fun. That sounds like one David Rush should take on. But then you don't want to be taking it away from a kid.
Oh, that's true. That's
you
good.
You don't take away take away a sweet record like that.
You're right.
Nice kid.
Unless there's a record out there for like how many kids can you make cry, that kind of
thank
thing.
Thank you very much. Is that sports?
That is sports.
Hey, Rocky, this is what you farted for.
Where we go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Jess?
A Venezuelan artist and social media influencer recently generated controversy online by letting himself be permanently tattooed by a small monkey. The man goes by the unusual name Funky Matus.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He is not a stranger to tattoos. In fact, he holds a Guinness record for the most signatures tattooed on his back, over 220 of them.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a picture of what the monkey tattooed on the guy. They show the monkey working on him.
They do.
Yeah,
What part of his body?
It doesn't say.
Got to be his back, right?
It looks like it's just above his knee.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. On the so it would be the lower part of his thigh.
No.
That
no,
seems
no,
tender.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
The left knee.
News outlets across South America.
The right knee.
It's the right.
Or his cuff.
They've been reporting that the influencer trained the small monkey to handle the tattoo gun and then let himself be tattooed by the animal in what is considered a first of its kind experiment.
Okay, yeah.
How would you even think of this?
it's obviously on the international news wire. I don't know what the... look, the monkey's ready. Chiquita. That's nice. Sweet. No, I don't know. I'm trying to find a picture of the actual tattoo. It just shows the monkey holding the tattoo gun, and the guy is kind of shouting like he's being hurt by the monkey.
Oh, I would imagine the monkey might be applying more pressure than is necessary. Or see, sort of dragging the needle.
there's a couple reasons they call them tattoo artists. Of course, they can draw, artists, of course. Right. But then the where you put the ink is the dermis in them.
Yeah, there's a disclaimer saying, don't try this at home. We are professionals. And this is a cute little monkey. And they've got it kind of taped off so the monkey can't go crazy and make a gigantic tattoo.
Oh, I see.
Well, I think you would just be able to grab the monkey if he did start to go crazy.
It's cute, like cute little monkey.
Monkeys are...
What kind of monkey is it?
A very
crazy,
small.
A crazy.
Like a little... Was it a spider monkey? A little guy?
Well, monkeys those guys? Are crazy strong, right, Tom?
Yeah, I don't know. Chimps are the ones that are... Those are not monkeys, but they're crazy strong.
Mm-hmm.
So,
remember when I lived in this neighborhood over here? I was driving to work, or driving home from work, and a woman was training a helper monkey.
Really?
And the helper monkey...
We'd see her all the time.
We'd see her all the time. She was on her bicycle, and that monkey was around her neck. And you'd be driving home, and there's a woman riding a bike. What's that around her neck? Is that some sort of... No, that's a monkey. Okay.
She brought the monkey in.
And I mentioned it, and by gosh, she was listening and brought the monkey in. And the monkey really liked me. Remember that?
Yeah, the monkey kept climbing, walking.
Was it a boy or a girl?
I think it was a girl.
Is this the monkey that would... present
the monkey the girl the monkey would come over here and turn around and present its behind to me
as an offering. I see.
Ready to go she was evidently.
Wow. Yeah, and that monkey
we
was...
We were married for 5 years, and let me tell you something.
That monkey was trained to turn lights on and off for someone
Those
who was disabled.
Those were the happiest 5 years of my life.
Yes.
Josh, what was that movie about the helper monkey that would... got jealous and killed people?
Monkey Shines. Yeah.
Is that right?
That was a good one. Yeah.
Well, and if you, without revealing too much, if you've never seen Jordan Peele's Nope, you might want to go watch that.
There's some if a you monkey like, story in there, too.
If
yeah.
you have an affection for monkeys.
Boy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
William Cat.
Now, we do have something interesting in the news today. Ladies are under a lot of pressure to do a lot of things that...
to make men happy.
You should know things that you shouldn't do. You're okay, and you're okay. You don't need to do this stuff. But
like vote?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. That's very helpful. You know that organization, Goop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow. And, well, now she's being kind of copied with an organization started by one of the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And wait till you hear this one. This is pretty good.
Gynecologists are warning people against using Kourtney Kardashian's latest product, gummies that claim to improve vaginal smell. Kardashian recently unveiled the gummies called Lemmy Purr as part of her line of supplements called Lemmy, which is L-E-M-M-E, like let me, but Lemmy.
Ah.
Yeah. She claims that the gummies use pineapple and vitamin C and probiotics to target vaginal health.
I thought she was a Motorhead fan.
And pH levels that support freshness and taste.
Taste, it says.
Yeah, but our friend and famed gynecologist, Dr. Jen Gunter, called Kourtney out on Instagram, writing, "Anyone who suggests that your vagina isn't fresh or needs an improved taste is a misogynist and an awful person."
Not necessarily.
She recommended that
said the misogynist.
If you think you have a health condition, you should consult an expert, not a Kardashian.
Right, it may be.
I take all my medical questions to Instagram. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
Gummies. So they just dissolve?
It's just another, I assume that it's a probiotic that has the pineapple extract in it.
And okay. And to be clear, you're supposed to chew them.
Yeah. They are not a suppository.
Am I crazy for thinking that
I thought they were being inserted as well.
Yeah, and then it would
I'm assuming. I don't know. That would be even worse.
This looks like a place for a stick up, right?
No. Oh, God.
They did have mints for down there that you
they
would.
They absolutely
put.
Do have
They're
suppositories.
They're called inserts.
Yeah. Are
they
serious?
Are not.
Shut up.
It's a certs joke, Chip.
Certs.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Two mints in one.
Get my fault? Yeah.
No, she's trying right? to do the Gwyneth Paltrow thing and make women self-conscious and feel bad about themselves. And Dr. Jen Gunter is, in fact, the author of...
The Vagina Bible.
The Vagina Bible. I mentioned this earlier.
God so loved man.
I haven't read the whole thing.
He invented the vagina.
I got through the first chapter, Cuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
But this product is... This is just so making women feel. Don't do this, ladies.
Yeah,
I saw the headline, I said, "There's something fishy about this story."
Oh boy!
Well, it's long known that pineapple juice or pineapple, the fruit, eaten, drank, whatever, however you're going to do it.
Not inserted.
No. Will improve the taste
of... You can insert a pineapple there, you've got other
the
issues.
Fluids.
Well, I meant a chunk or a ring.
All bodily fluids, even on the male side. You know that, right?
What?
Pineapples. Makes it sweeter.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, this is, again, a vaginal... Allegedly vaginal gummy.
It is a vaginal gummy taken orally. It is not
okay.
It is not a suppository.
Well, this doctor is saying this does not improve your health. Although it is endorsed by Caitlin, so I guess she should know.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
I don't.
She's
think
now
I don't
able
think
to
she has
use one,
of those.
One, right?
Yeah.
Did she just have a removal, or did she have a?
The cut and tuck.
Yeah, the old inside out sock or whatever.
So this is, which one of the Kardashians is this now?
This is Kourtney. This is the oldest one. She's the little one. She's the one that just married the Barker.
Blink one. Yeah. Oh, Travis Barker. Yeah.
She just married Travis Barker.
Okay. Maybe the way to improve the taste down there is not to let him in.
There's that.
Wow.
So, ladies, don't do this, please.
Unless you're smelly, you don't taste good. Jesus, yeah.
I mean, is this next? Are there going to be like hamburger helper for the?
Where are you going with this?
No, I mean, is there going to be like?
I know.
Oh, a pick your flavor.
Yeah.
Oh.
In other words, augment.
You know, babe, I appreciate the effort, but did you have to go with mushroom and Swiss?
Well, and they do
what
have
things are down there. More like Rocky Road.
No, they do have a tuna helper, you know.
They sure do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I once again, the professionals.
Oh, now you're editing. Okay.
No, I think the fact that this doctor says, yes, don't consult a Kardashian for your medical issues. Maybe talk to a healthcare professional. I think that's some pretty good advice.
Now, would you be against if the... if there were a gummy for, say, testicle freshness that guys could eat?
Well, no, I think that's an external, that's more of a flowery wash, if you will.
That's an easier fix,
I would think.
Yeah.
No, but you could probably, even if you, like people who remove dairy from their diet, it'll change their sweat, their pH, they smell different. So
just take
maybe,
just take some Glade.
I'm great down there. I'm very
spritzed. I'm ready.
There are mornings I'll catch a little when you walk by.
Oh, well, that's before I've applied the Listerine strips.
Yeah, I dated a woman once that had to have one of those no pest strips down there.
Oh, my God.
Just hanging
down, yeah.
That amber looking.
Yeah, it was weird. Couldn't figure out exactly
is that right?
Couldn't figure out what it was attached to. In any event.
Why don't we have a song? I don't know. Maybe.
This story comes to us from the BBC.
Sorry.
So it's official. Coming up, we have a golf ball in a place you don't want to have it.
Like your butt?
Yeah, is it
only,
your butt?
Only exactly.
Oh, okay. Wow. Only hey. One, huh?
Yeah, hey, what's par for this hole, huh?
A hole in bun. Oh. I think would be the, we'll find out about how that happened.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.